We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WMAS.
And here they are for this hour, the top five things you need to know. And this update being brought to you by Bank ESB. Well, at number five, MassDOT has started to renumber the exits along the Mass Pike with some of the highways to get federal funding, to keep getting federal funding, actually. They're changing the numbers to mile markers.
Right.
So instead of taking exit 4, now it's 45. And I'm not sure if, like, GPS updates that fast. Because I wonder what happens, like, when they're actually putting up the sign. Is it, take exit 4? I mean, 45. I mean, 4.
Well, luckily, the old numbers are going to be up there, what they said, for 2 years or something.
Yeah.
They've been talking about this for a while, that it's going to happen, but they just started, so it's kind of scary.
Just held out the longest, that's all.
Right. We did. We saved money on signs, so finally we had to pay for them.
All right, number four thing you need to know is if you love Polar Seltzer, well, now you can vote for your favorite 1 liter flavor to come out in cans. Yeah, they actually want their fans to decide which ones are going to debut in the cans. There will be 9 flavors to choose from, and this is going to be tough. This is going to be a tough decision, but if you're one of the people who votes, you could win a year's supply of seltzer. I know, Lopez, you would love that, right?
That sounds fun. And I could go there if I know what exit to take off of the Mass Pike to get to Polar Seltzer.
Yeah,
that is
exit,
true.
Exit 4. I mean 45. I mean 4. I mean 45. All right. Number 3 on the list. Speaking of soda, Coke getting rid of Tab. I'm sorry, Tabaholics. I don't remember seeing Tab on the shelf recently, but...
I barely remember that.
Maybe Phil's Gas Stop in Arizona is the only place. But anyway, the case is they're stopping selling Tab at the end of this year. It debuted back in 1963. That was like one of the first ones of the diets and lights category, as Coke calls it. So.
Oh, really?
Diet Coke is just fine. All right.
Number 2 thing you need to know is this is the year that Southwick is celebrating its 250th birthday.
Wow.
It actually was a part of Westfield, if you didn't know that. But in 1770, they broke off and became their own community.
Did somebody get ticked off in the town? Yeah. Was like Betty,
probably so.
Betty didn't
I'm
let
putting
me
a
borrow
line
the,
in the sand.
Yeah. Betty didn't give me that apple pie. We're done. Draw the line.
Well, to celebrate its 250th anniversary, they're going to have a car parade on Saturday, November 7th, starting around 1:30, and it should last about 2 hours, and you can actually participate. They do have a limit on participants, so contact the town if you want to be a part of that big parade.
And be careful of traffic in Southwick that day, too.
Oh, it's fine.
And the most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is that this weekend something interesting happened for a concert, a band that I actually happen to really like, the Flaming Lips. I've liked the Flaming Lips for years. They're a really cool indie band. And they did a show. They've always been very creative. They did a show where they put people inside inflatable orbs so they could be distant from each other and breathe their own air and not on each other. So the arena itself could hold like thousands of people, 3,500 people, but they only had 100 inflatable orbs. They played 2 songs, so hopefully people wouldn't suffocate, I guess. And then they were able to go home. But it was a really cool idea, and this might be the future of shows
and
for concerts.
And to see the band in there is really cool, too. So
Yeah,
awesome.
The singer was like walking on top of people because orbs bounce on each other.
Yeah, cool. bouncing. But breathing in your own air for the whole concert, just make sure you brush well. Use some mouthwash because you don't want to hurt yourself.
Stink yourself.
You stink yourself out of the bubble. All right. Well, those are 5 things you need to know. Coming up next hour, we'll have 5 more things with the Kelly crew on 94.7 WMAS. And here they are, the top five things you need to know for this hour, brought to you by Bank ESB. All right, well, here's something you should need to know. Hopefully we don't have to explain this to you, but don't put lobsters down your pants, okay? We've heard a lot of stories of people like in supermarkets trying to steal like meat in their pants, you know, trying to make their way out. Well, there's a guy named Jerry in Florida, works on a fishing boat, accused of stealing lobster tails. 27 years old. I guess he put some lobster tails down his slicker pants. I guess those are like the big rubber overalls they wear. Put a bunch in there while Florida Fish and Wildlife officers were inspecting the boat. Noticed something a little strange. They had put
some
on weights.
Fishy.
Yeah, and he checked out his rubber overalls. They found all the lobster tails. So, you always seem to get caught when you put, you know, food lobsters in your pants. I don't know what it is.
Can you sell lobster tails on the black market or something? Like, what does he do? Is he just eating them?
I don't know his motivation, but I'm sure there's a few. Maybe sell a few, eat a few. I don't know.
Number four thing you need to know is a company in Texas is giving their workers a reward for actually adopting pets. You know, the insurance comparison website, The Zebra, they're offering their employees a $300 bonus if they adopt a dog or a cat. They're hoping those funds will help assist with the costs of the new pet. And they're even offering paternity leave after an adoption is made. So far, some of their employees have taken advantage of that. But hey, that's a good way to make sure that some pets are getting some homes. And it's a win-win for everybody.
A lot of kibble, for that money. That's awesome. All right, number three on the list. Somebody had some fun looking at the size of Apple iPhones recently. You know, the first Apple iPhone was about 3 inches tall. Now the Pro Max is coming out. It's 6.7 inches tall. And doing the math here, if the trend continues, iPhones will be bigger than Dina's hand by next year. And then by 2040, it could be the size larger than a keyboard or a wine bottle. I don't know where the size stops, you know, because you run into tablet size, right?
Yeah.
Right? And then laptop size. So we'll see where it ends. Maybe you'll be holding your desktop up to your phone in years. Who knows?
Number two thing you need to know is if you have been loving working from home and you're not sure if your employer will let you continue to do that, well, you might want to let him or her know about this. According to a new study, 90% of workers said they'd be more likely to stick with their current job if working from home was an option. They actually say in this survey that people who work from home are less likely to job hop. So if they're happy, then they're going to stay
you know
with you, right?
Clap your hands.
That's only if you know it.
And the most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is that, of course, The Mandalorian was a great show on TV. You may remember, if you didn't see it, spoiler, at the very end, Moff Gideon revealed that he's in possession of the black-bladed Darksaber, which is a revered relic among the Mandalorians, and you probably saw it on the Clone Wars TV show as well, if you watched that. Well, now you can buy your own for just $30. Get this revered relic for just $30, powered by AAA batteries, and it's an LED powered blade, of course, makes all the sound effects of a lightsaber, but a very cool Darksaber if you want to be a Mandalorian yourself.
Oh, awesome. You could do that at home while you're working online at a job you're never going to leave.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are the top five things you need to know. If you missed any of these from this hour or last hour, you can log on to our website at 947WMAS.com. Podcast will be up there later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.